from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Great Kevin Burkhardt, who has a new partner.
Kevin's a man, by the way.
He is a man. What happened to Olsen? Brady didn't deserve that gig. Damn it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy.
Evan! Who is that guy?
Why don't you put the cherry on top with Guru and tell him the pay cut Olsen has to take?
What are you talking? Oh, there's no way.
It's actually quite a significant pay cut.
I'm all ears, E.
So with the A-team, he made $10 million last season. And Tom Brady is currently making $10 million this season as the number one color analyst for Fox. And Greg Olsen, who moved just slightly down the ring to number two, will be making $3 million this year.
Stein, if I could run through the window for Olsen, I would just go to CBS. Leave. You can't. He didn't deserve to get removed. But now 7 M's? 7 milli? Oh, that hurts. That hurts. That's what you call, hey, we'll uphold, we'll pay you what you were paying. We know we did you wrong. But for him to lose that, we got breaking news, huh?
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
All right, here you go, Guru. I'll be looking for your analysis. CeeDee Lamb has been signed by the Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb, 4 years, $136 million. That's an average of 34 per year with a guarantee.
This is big.
Of $100 million.
Wow. And
CeeDee Lamb, 4 years, $136 million, 100 guaranteed. That's $34 million per year.
That's a wow. And you wonder, okay, what took so long? So that's, he's right underneath Justin Jefferson, 33, you had mentioned, 34, excuse me. But Stoney, the first thing I thought about is, does this affect one Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah,
100 milli guaranteed.
I would think so.
That's the Kirk Cousins guarantee. That's what Atlanta gave Kirk.
I think it's pretty clear that Ayuk wants to be among the highest paid receivers. And I'm looking at a chart right now.
Okay.
Let me go to total guarantees, because this has got to be it. Justin Jefferson's guaranteed $110 million. CeeDee Lamb just got $100 million guaranteed. DJ Moore, 82. AJ Brown, 84.
Damn.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, 77. Waddle, 76. Cooper Kupp, 75. Those are big guaranteed numbers.
Man.
So
you think that could be the holdup with this Ayuk? Not the years, the guarantee. Guarantee.
Yeah, or it might have something to do with the years. I don't know.
Dallas played this well. He didn't exceed Jefferson. They gave him everything right underneath
them. But they're behind schedule.
Oh, no. And
Dak can't get chemistry with him.
No, that's real. The soft tissue thing is, again, I'm no doctor.
Don't say soft tissue again.
But still, a hammy, something happens because you haven't been playing in pads. And by all accounts, CeeDee Lamb's had the best workout running on the beach and pulling tires. That ain't football. And I'm not saying you're not in shape, but that is a fear that Niner fans should have for both their guys that are out, who basically were not a part of the offseason activities for the Niners. But that's some big money. I just wonder, honestly, Steiny, where is his threshold? Like, CeeDee Lamb, you're right up there to me with Justin Jefferson. But as much as I love Ayuk, Steiny, I don't think he is. And I'm wondering if he think he is.
I mean, I'm looking at Amon-Ra St. Brown, average salary per year, $30 million, 77 guaranteed of his $120 million. So I mean, I got to believe Ayuk thinks he's that guy.
But right? To the Niners?
I don't know.
Yeah. And Evan came in here during the breaks, Donnie, saying this possibly could be a busy week in the NFL predicated on tomorrow being a cutdown day.
Yeah.
So you wonder, I mean, man, you just want closure for the Niners, both parties. And you want to know who your quarterback's going to be throwing to. This is not like Trent Williams. He's going nowhere, Stoney. When he does play football, he'll be in the red and gold. But now the Ayuk, I mean, this dude could be on another team here in hours.
Yeah, possible. We'll see. Let's go to Dre. Dre's in Lemoore. What's up, Dre? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, you know, I'm confident in the Niners, but I'm on edge because Trent Williams right there. I think, you know, we can win a few with Ayuk, but we ain't going to win another one without Trent there. Brock's going to be on his back all day long. That line, that offensive line hasn't looked too good. The defensive line hasn't looked all that great. But, hey, your quarterback's got to be on his feet. Trent protects that. It's a shame he's holding them hostage like that. Trent's made a lot of money. You ask me, these guys are getting greedy. Come on, what's the fourth highest paid and the first? But he's got the leverage. He is the man. He's the best tackle in the NFL that I see. It's just unfortunate these guys are being stingy. And I understand that the Yorks make a lot of money, but come on, man. Be in there for the team. Let's go for the Super Bowl. I ain't too confident without Trent there. What do you guys think?
Thanks, Dre. Well, I know Guru isn't.
Yeah, man, you talk about not just the run game, the passing game, and we talked about Brock Purdy's ability to escape, him not getting enough credit. Obviously, Stoney, if there's no Trent Williams, he's going to definitely need that. But, I mean, again, I think Trent Williams is MVP when it comes to O-linemen, the impact he has on this team. And we saw that last year with the three-game losing streak. I do wonder, it being a cut-down day tomorrow, does that have any bearing on Trent? But you want to get this fixed.
Ari Mayrav works for he's a host at NFL Spotlight.
All right.
He knows the Washington Commanders. Here's what he has as the latest on Brandon Ayuk.
There was a point a few weeks ago when the 49ers were looking to trade Brandon Ayuk, where they did call Washington because Ayuk wanted to go there, be with Jaden Daniels. And those talks didn't go anywhere simply because, A, they were not going to trade McLaurin to San Francisco. The 49ers did not want Dotson. And then number three, if there was no receivers going back, the 49ers asked for a first-round pick, which their GM, Adam Peters, said is a non-starter. It's not happening. That's why Washington has not been involved in the Ayuk sweepstakes, even though he wants to go there. So these next couple of days, we are going to be watching to see if Washington does add another receiver, whether it's on the waiver wire or on the trade market, because they have been fishing around there. And now if Dotson no longer there, do they try to find somebody else?
Ari Mayrav talking about, see, this is what I mean about the Niners. Give me a you're not getting McLaurin.
No,
get out of here. Yeah. What are you doing? That's just proof to me. And wanting a first rounder, it's proof that they're not really interested in trading him.
But the fallout,
especially
is the
not to Adam Peters, who knows all about the 49er organization. Well, I mean, at what point, if you're a 49er fan, at what point would you just? Would you trade Brandon Ayuk because you feel like you have to move on at some point? And are we there yet?
But I think we've been there, but he is not willing to sign. Obviously, in New England, I don't know what happened with Pittsburgh, but excuse me, Stoney, if I don't jump up and down thinking something is imminent because of Andrew Filippone from, you know, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, our sister station, saying it was at the goal line, and he wasn't the only one. But if Ayuk is not willing to, you know, put his John Hancock on a new deal, who's going to make that trade?
I don't know.
And now with the CD news, I wonder if the numbers have went up for Ayuk in his camp.
I mean, the bottom line to me is if you're the San Francisco 49ers and 3 or 4 months ago you were fielding calls about Ayuk and you were wanting a receiver and a number one, for the right for that other team to pay Ayuk, like, that to me is preposterous. They're not, they were never going to get a receiver and a number one for Brandon Ayuk, I don't think. So at what point do you call it like it is? Addition by subtraction. Are you there? I mean, would you trade him right now for a second round pick?
I would not.
Could you even get a second round pick? Like, that's the other thing I think. You know what? Would you move him for a second round pick? Nobody's even offering that.
But you've had since April, Stani, the draft to come up with something.
Yeah.
And I really thought this was a cute little story. What did Willer say? The episode of Friends, Stani, where nobody really wants to part ways. But when you hear reports about Kyle being irritated the way that Ayuk's handling his business, you do wonder, man, the season is about to start in 2 weeks and we're still at this impasse? Man.
Impasse is.
Well, I'm assuming Trent.
Of course you are.
T-Dub.
Remember? Oh, God. Oh, boy. This must have been 3 weeks ago. We were talking about Trent Williams and, you know, him, whatever he's doing, holding out for more money. I believe it was a Friday. And you said, Steinmetz, I believe he'll be in by Tuesday. And that would be 2 weeks ago from tomorrow.
Well, I never said bet your house. No. It's just I went with, like, I saw something in Wiggins' eyes. I went with the feel, the core. And everybody's got it wrong, but
no.
Up until now.
No.
Steiny, I thought he was, you sitting here looking at me, telling me on this Monday you didn't think he was going to be a Steeler.
Who?
Ayuk.
I thought we were talking about Trent Williams.
No, I'm talking about Ayuk.
Okay, what again?
When Filippone put his, like, I thought it was coming. Like, the baby's here.
I was sitting at the bar with you on Friday, Goo.
I like cafeteria.
And you said, nothing's happened. Nothing's happened since I've been gone. And I said, yeah, nothing's happened.
Well, Dallas did something. They signed their guy.
And Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams, we're still here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Weeks from the opener. And yes, if you just joined us, CeeDee Lamb has been signed by the Cowboys. 4 years, $136 million with a $100 million guarantee.
That's a lot of chicken, man, for a receiver.
The question now becomes, does it make it harder or easier for the Niners to get something done with IU?
How would you answer? What's your gut tell you on that? Are the Niners like, okay, and?
I think the Niners are probably okay, and he doesn't have anything to do with you. You're not as good as him. Your numbers aren't as good as him. We don't use you like they use CeeDee Lamb. We have other weapons that we go to even more than you, Brandon. So the fact that he got $100 million guaranteed, 34 annual or average
right
annual.
Behind, JJ.
Yeah. No, those are not, you're right, Brandon. Those are nice numbers. He's not you.
Mm.
He's him.
Mm-hmm. Look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 888-957-9570 is the number. I don't know. Do 49er fans think that CeeDee Lamb getting signed today could be the impetus for the 49ers to get Brandon Ayuk in? Or do you see those numbers, 136, $100 million guaranteed, $34 million average, as almost more of a deterrent to getting something done with Brandon Ayuk? 888-957-9570.
Well, it's kind of funny. Every comp that you use, we've been playing this game of chicken since Justin Jefferson got re-upped. It hasn't helped Brandon Ayuk, you know, Stani?
Yeah,
so now you're like, is this really going to help it? But Chris A. Brought something up about this whole situation to where I'm exhausted. But Jerry Rice, he didn't come, you know, that thing he put on IG to where I really thought a decision.
Yeah,
shout out LeBron James.
Yeah,
I thought a decision was coming, Stani. Yeah. I just, as a football coach, I put myself in Kyle's shoes, a GM, Lynch, who played the game and won a Super Bowl. This just can't be good for anybody. And that's why I just think of that soundbite you played by Teo. They just look exhausted. That is like, there's no scoreboard for that, but I could damn sure understand that if that were the case, partner.
Yeah, I feel like they've been stagnant this training camp, the Niners. I really do. I feel like if you're Purdy, if you're Kittle, if you're Debo, if you're McCaffrey, I feel like those guys have been in this league long enough to know that it's really hard to make progress during training camp if you don't have your wide receiver and your left tackle out on the field.
I understand. I
feel like
that.
They're just biding time, waiting for them to get back so then they can get moving, if you will. But I don't think the Niners are having the kind of training camp they want, and it's because of those two guys specifically.
Yeah. And it goes against everything that I've heard in sports across the board is the camaraderie and everything that you talked about with OTAs and the preseason. It's not just what happens on the day of the preseason game and half the guys don't play, but it's about leading up to those games. And again, either one of those dudes, Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk, could go into Monday night's game if they sign, being proactive, with now putting pads on all season long. And that may not mean diddly squat, and they come in and ball out. But, partner, if I had to bet, I got to believe that means something when you're not with your guys and you don't put the pads on.
We do have some good news regarding the 49ers. Ricky Pearsall scheduled to return to practice today.
Well,
yay! And Coach Kyle Shanahan said the team will have to make a decision on whether Talanoa Hufanga will open the season on reserve pup list.
Hufanga? I would do. Now you're going to laugh because the pup list, I believe, is four games.
Yeah.
I would err on the side of caution. That's just me.
Yeah, you need personnel.
Well, yeah, you canceled two joint practices. That happened, you know, for whatever that's worth.
According to Mayoko, Matt Mayoko of NBC Sports Area, this could be a busy day around the NFL. As Kyle Shanahan suggested, teams with deep position groups are looking to make deals. What's the 49ers' deepest position group? What would you say, 49er fans? Their deepest
position group? Damn sure it's not their D-line. Wow.
Well, he seems to think the offensive line has got a lot more depth than it has in the past. I don't know if it's the, you know, I don't know if it's the deepest.
Trent Williams, and we see that would get tested early. That's like a nightmare. You don't want that.
Well, they have depth.
I'm gonna say receiver. I'm assuming Pearsall and Ayuk is back. How about that? You got Jennings, Pearsall, Debo, who caught a lone pass the first play of the game against the Raiders.
Yeah. He didn't get behind anybody.
Still made a good catch on the sideline. A great throw.
Great catch. From great throw.
How would Niner fans answer that, Stoney? The deepest part of your team. I guess that would be my answer right now.
I mean,
because it ain't linebacker with your boy missing, Greenlaw.
I think they're deep at quarterback. Dobbsy's been terrific.
I hate the Dobbsy.
Why?
I told you.
Oh, the Nick. Oh, yeah, that just ensures that it's put it in the cap.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't see him this year, Niner fans.
Why not?
Because that means something happened to Purdy.
No, it means that the 49ers then have blown out nobody.
No.
They had no blowouts if Dobbsy doesn't get on that field.
Remember, we are the home of the station that had, is Kyle going to use Trey Lance? Are there going to be two packages? Remember that? How'd that work out? That did manifest.
Trey Lance, 5 interceptions yesterday.
For the most yards in the preseason, though. The most yards thrown for, but he attempted the most, too.
33 for 49, 333 yards for Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Only 5 picks.
Only in one game.
Yeah, but it was an exhibition game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He's got to find a team that's on his same trajectory to where it's not about winning. I just get my reps and hopefully get better in 2-3 years. That team he's on now is not that. So we probably won't see him.
What team do you think is on that?
Like a bottom feeder.
Jose State?
No.
Somebody like that?
Hey, I don't have the answer, Sway.
Idaho State?
Look at you.
Could he play there?
I'm watching the game, and the guy goes, he did that at North Dakota State. He ran for 50. I said, win! How was it? One game! He played 1.5. One game! Don't just throw that line. That was a throwaway line. He did that at North. Win! I was talking to myself.
What did the Niners do?
Or what are they doing?
No.
Oh, with the three number one.
Now with Trey Lance. What a butchered job.
Three number ones. Yeah, I'm saying
butcher
three.
Butcher job.
Yeah, shout out Shasky. He wouldn't have made that deal.
Who?
Shasky.
What, is he a GM that I don't know?
No, I'm just saying. It don't take you to... But Norm wouldn't have made that deal. There was too much risk.
The trade was made.
He was Wiseman.
The trade was made for the spot, not for the quarterback.
Does that make it any better?
No. No, it doesn't. It almost makes it worse because, to me, Kyle Shanahan, there were five quarterbacks in that draft. When they moved up to three, then they knew they'd have the top pick of the three remaining. And, yes, I absolutely think Kyle Shanahan at that point was like, okay, who we got? We got Trey Lance. Well, he's very athletic. I think we got Mac Jones. I kind of like him. And then who was the other one? Not Zach Wilson, not Trevor Lawrence. Who's the third one there that I can't remember?
You know, about
it was. He's not quarterbacking anymore.
Zach,
I have Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Mac Jones. There was a fifth. Anyway,
Justin Fields.
Yeah. Correct. He just
shout out Juan Cruz. I stole it.
He just wanted to move up to three, and he thought. And I think he thought
that's kind of reckless.
Not if you thought it was a good quarterback draft and you were looking for a quarterback.
Well, not that anybody cares, but if you look at what those guys are doing, it's like you always talk about. Well, who could you got outside of
exactly,
Wiseman?
Exactly. So they moved up in a quarterback draft that might not have had a star,
but it doesn't change the impact of those picks that you lost.
Not at all.
But you got the best cologne in the world. Warriors got one after losing a championship with Kevin Durant. And in the NFL, Brock Purdy's emergence from Mr. Irrelevant to what he is now.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to go over some of these quarterback tiers that Mike Sando of The Athletic put out, and he basically rated the 32 quarterbacks, and we can go through them and love to know what you're thinking. I got some good news and bad news regarding Brock Purdy. You might not like where he is on this list, but nobody's moved up higher in ranking, according to Mike Sando, than Brock Purdy from last year.
But without me knowing the list, Donnie, and that's what's going to make the segment, the best part of it is I can tell you right now, dead in the eyes, there's only one guy that's won more than Brock Purdy on that list. How about that? Or taking his team further. There's only one guy.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Two, at least.
No, there's one guy. Oh,
Aaron Rodgers?
I was saying since the inception of him being the Niner quarterback.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. And Guru's back in town. We're all excited about it. And how do you think Brock Purdy played? Three series on Friday against the Raiders. 10 points, one pick. And the Niners end up, by the way, I said the Niners were 2-0-1. They were 1-1-1.
I didn't catch the 2-0.
Yeah.
I lost to Tennessee.
Yeah, right. So there you go there. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
We go down the tough roads, Donnie. Toyota Tundra.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, welcome back. And we've got some NFL news that likely impacts the San Francisco 49ers and Brandon Ayuk. Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb has been signed to a four-year, $136 million deal. He's getting a $100 million guarantee and a $38 million signing bonus, which is more than Justin Jefferson got.
Man.
And my question to 49er fans is, does this matter? Does this matter as it relates to Brandon Ayuk? Did you think CeeDee Lamb was going to sign a contract before Brandon Ayuk? Does this impact Ayuk at all? CeeDee Lamb has been at Cowboys camp just like Ayuk has been at 49er camp. So do you take this as good news that maybe something could be coming around the corner? 888-957-9570. Good. What do you make of it?
To your question, Stani, I don't know with who. That's the part of the puzzle that we're missing. Will it be? Because I do think this means more income for Brandon Ayuk. He won't supersede CeeDee Lamb, but whatever he's asking for now, guaranteed-wise, I believe that goes up looking at this news out of Dallas. But the Niners are sending the message to me that they don't think Brandon Ayuk is this type of receiver. And they don't want to use those resources. So now the question is, if it's Washington, if it's Pittsburgh, Stani, are they willing to sign off on that and give Brandon what he wants? But as far as me saying, does it mean anything for Brandon, I was looking at it through the prism of he won't supersede it, will he get close to it? It's not about that. It's about what he's going to ask for, I believe, has actually gone up because of this news. And you just wonder, all the time we've had, all offseason to get this rectified and get it fixed and meet somewhere, Stani, nothing has happened. And now I come in after being off for a week and the Redskins are looming. But I do believe this is good news for Brandon Ayuk. Is it going to be with the Niners or another team, Stani? We'll find out.
So if we're looking at some numbers for CeeDee Lamb, like 34
AAV,
annual,
yeah,
AAV. If the 49ers were offering Ayuk 27 and they were not coming off 27 or whatever the guarantee was and then whatever the signing bonus was, if you're telling me that Brandon Ayuk now comes to the Niners, so yeah, they're not moving off something now,
okay,
already.
Go ahead.
I mean, if Brandon Ayuk sits at the table today, or his agent does, and says, well, now it's going to even cost you more, then you're in trouble.
And Stani,
then, I mean, you're in trouble as far as him being on the team,
okay.
I think.
Or if he's on the team, even because the cuts are tomorrow, like,
right,
he's got a spot. Right now, I'm looking at DJ Moore, Stani, 27.5 AAV.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I have Brandon. Cooper Kupp, 26.7 million AAV. Our guy Devontae Adams, who I don't think Brandon Ayuk is as good as, he has 28 million. But if they're burning up the phone or saying the price has gone up, I'm like, now, Brandon, you're being unrealistic.
Well, I think some people might think he's being unrealistic all offseason. But you know what? Maybe the Niners have been unrealistic about what they were going to have to pay this guy all offseason. CeeDee Lamb, in case you're just joining us, has signed with the Cowboys 4 years, $136 million, 100 guaranteed, $100 million guaranteed, and a $38 million signing bonus, which is more than Justin Jefferson got. And now the question becomes, does that impact negotiations with Brandon Ayuk at all? There seemed to be, I remember we had Dibs during the crossover last week, and he was suggesting that Ayuk has made himself some money this year, or rather this offseason, because his value continues to go up as these guys continue to sign their high money contracts.
Well, and we love Dibs, but the bottom line is, Stani, you know what's standing from Missouri? Show me. What if that's the case, then why is it taking so long? Is this the last domino?
Off.
You think this is the last domino Brandon Ayuk and his camp were waiting on, the CD Lamb news?
I mean, I don't understand, to me, how it impacts Brandon Ayuk. I really don't. I'm sure the 49ers were operating under the premise that Ayuk wasn't the player that CeeDee Lamb is.
Yeah.
Okay. So if CeeDee Lamb's the second best receiver in football and the Niners think Brandon Ayuk's is the eighth best, well, then you're not going to pay the eighth best wide receiver like the third best wide receiver.
But if you insert other teams like Pittsburgh and New England who are willing to give him $32 million allegedly,
maybe,
and things like that, and he still didn't want to leave, shame on him if it wasn't, you know, just a money grab. But to Dibbs' point, Steiny, we've yet to see, you know, what Dibbs saying he's made him some money because he's still out there unsigned.
Hey, the 2024 Red and Gold Summit, it's set for Wednesday, September 4th. That's a week from this Wednesday. And once again, we're going to be live from the beautiful Fremont Bank at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibbs, they're going to be live from 2 to 4. And then all the hosts will be there from 4 to 6, getting you ready for another football season. Come out and join the fun. It's open to the public. First come, first served. That's Wednesday, September 4th, the Red and Gold Summit. It'll have all of us there. We're going to have some fun at Fremont Bank.
And hopefully this thing, the Ayuk situation, will be hashed out. Just think about that.
What?
Going into that summit and this thing's still lingering.
I could see it.
Wow, man.
I could see it.
Nobody wins then, to me. The team, on the field.
Nobody's winning now. Like, nobody's winning now. The question is,
well, some will say, Brandon, this is good news because the price has gone up.
But if nobody's going to pay him, then, like, let me just throw this to Evan real quick. Oh, he's not. Just to get your perspective.
Huh?
Just to get your perspective.
Give it to us.
Does this impact Brandon Ayuk's situation at all in your mind?
Yes, because if you are a number one receiver, there's now an expectation that you will get a four-year deal. And remember, Brandon Ayuk, a couple of weeks ago, there was a report that the final details of the last year was kind of the issue. So if you're the Niners, you might be fine with paying him 30-plus AAV, whatever it is, but for 3 years, which is what Debo got. But now if you're Brandon Ayuk and you're seeing, okay, well, CD got four, Jefferson got four, I'm not worth as much as those guys total dollars-wise, but maybe this to him cements the fact that he wants 4 years or he's not coming into camp.
It's one way to look at it.
Man.
That's one way to look at it.
And I don't think that's good for anybody. So if you're telling me the team before the CD Lamb news didn't want to give you or thought you were not worth what you were asking for, Steiny, you're telling me now another house is sold and that's going to have them double back and say, we'll meet your demands. I feel like it's actually it goes the other way. Like, dude, that's all fine and dandy. You're not getting that from us.
Yeah, I mean,
if you look at the scoreboard, it looks like it's going that way to the point of now we've got Washington's re-entered the scenario as a possible trade destination for him.
If you're telling me, I mean, I get what Evan's saying. Like, if Brandon Ayuk sees this contract, and if you're just joining us, CeeDee Lamb has just signed with the Cowboys, 4 years, $136 million, $100 million guaranteed, $38 million signing bonus. He got the fourth year. Listen, I understand what Evan's saying. Evan's saying if we're only dealing with a three-year contract, maybe now I want four because everybody in my league has gotten four. If it comes down to the guarantee, or it comes down to the signing bonus. I mean, if Brandon Ayuk goes in today and asks for more than he asked for 2 days ago, then I do think we're in a little trouble with this situation.
Well, I think there's trouble now.
Yeah, but I mean, this would be, maybe this gives the 49ers more of a of an impetus to trade him, because the reality is, if that's the case, now they've gotten farther apart.
No doubt about it. But so, what I don't want to have happen, and we kind of just mentioned it with the miss on Trey Lansdowne, is you don't want to trade addition by subtraction. You can do that, but you can't tell me that impact will not, the Niners offense will not feel that. That's the worst case scenario for me, for Kyle, 49er fans, is if you do this because it's just, you know, you just need to negate the relationship. The Niners aren't better because they don't have a replacement for Brandon Ayuk on the field.
Well,
we understand what went into, you know, the erosion of the relationship, but man, I mean, I just would love to know what he's asking for, partner. I really would.
Yeah, I don't know what he's asking for. But I think the Niners, I don't know, man. It feels like they're prepared to go into the season without Brandon Ayuk if they have to. And I think they think between Debo and Juwan Jennings, and if Pearsall can play, Cowing with another touchdown catch.
I got you.
I'm just saying. They still have Conley.
But CD, just, this is the highest paid guaranteed Stani ever for a receiver. The highest.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, how would that work?
From the 925, this CD Lamb deal should benefit the Niners, in my opinion. Ayuk and Lamb are two different type of players, and Ayuk isn't to that level. Writing is on the wall. If Ayuk wants to play diva, goodbye. That's from Joe in San Ramon. Are we at that point, 49er fans, with Ayuk? You just want to trade him at this point?
Well, I'm not
there. Take a third.
Yeah.
Take a third.
Well, fans are going to say they're there. This is exhausting, but imagine what Kyle and John are saying. Stani, you got a game in 2 weeks. Damn. Quarterback hadn't thrown you a pass yet.
Well, then sign him.
This whole offseason.
Well, then shut up and sign him, John Lynch.
Yeah.
Shut up and sign him.
But they're standing on business.
Okay. Well, then.
So something wasn't there.
Why would they not stand on business in a week or in 2 weeks?
And that's why I think this is concerning. Like, he could have been in New England by all accounts, right? He didn't want to go there. Like, Brandon, what do you want?
I think
what you want, but
I think we're going to find out that maybe not all the reports were accurate about what team might have been offering, that a deal was in place, or anything like that. I'm going to wait for all that information to come out kind of after the fact. But
415, Texas, Donnie. Brandon's agent should be fired. Do you have any, we're agent city. I mean, is he doing his client a disservice by not telling them what's real if he is asking for something ludicrous or something that's unrealistic?
And
advise him not to take the trade to New England that was allegedly going to pay him 30. I don't know why I keep going to that, but that was a Magic Johnson. That was $32 million. That would have got you, if that were your goal, the chicken that you were yearning to get, and the news. Oh, well, Brandon, but you balked at it, by all accounts. You don't want to play in New England. We get it. So it wasn't just about chicken.
I'm not buying that either. Mm. I'm just not. And again, maybe the Patriots were offering 32. But let me guess. The 49ers wanted two players and two first-round picks. That's the way the Niners do this stuff.
Well, it's a two-way street until it's not. And that's what's so confusing and baffling about this whole thing, Donnie. Okay, Brandon accepts a trade. Then, you know, the other team's got to be on the hook to pay him.
I mean, if you're the 49ers, you can't. They got to cut down to 53 by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk on the 53-man roster?
He has to. It would be a disaster if, what's the other, put him on the pup and miss four games?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This would be a nightmare. Like, no matter how this ends, if he's not out there under contract, to me, Stani, catching passes week one against the Jets, this was a failure, this whole negotiation.
Well, what if they beat the Jets and he comes into camp and they start 5-0?
Well, we'll talk then.
Yeah. Matt Maiocco, NBC Sports Bay Area, said the 49ers announced some cuts today. And, oh boy, your favorite.
Give it to me.
Remember? This guy was never.
Don't act like I got cut.
Yeah,
but damn.
No, but Matt Breida.
Oh, the cheetah. Damn.
Keyshawn Vaughn, running back. Punter Presley Harvin III. Offensive lineman Lewis Kidd, wide receiver. John Trey Kirkland.
Oh, man.
So Breida is the.
Breida the cheetah. Well, JP, JP Mason can run the ball, man. That's just the bottom line, and I'm no ball coach, but I know if I got McCaffrey, who, you know, is a bell cow, but good God, what am I seeing? And I'm not a coach from Mason to where, Steiny, you couldn't get him maybe 10 to 12 touches a game just to preserve McCaffrey. Dude's a beast, man. Who? He's put together well. Mason? Yeah.
10 to 12 touches?
Yeah. Where are they possibly? I'm just.
Where are they coming from?
Well, if McCaffrey goes down because you're running them in the dirt, in the ground, I just like what I that like to me. That was one of the biggest takeaways and pluses for me this preseason was Mason showing me he can run. Man, he's showing them.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's in San Lorenzo. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
What's good, Sonny and Guru?
Hey, man.
So I just want to go and touch base a little bit. Regarding the IU, the CD Lamb, you know, so on and so forth, the Jeffersons, the Chases. I got to ask, Guru, as a Cowboys fan, what did CD Lamb do to deserve that type of money? With the Niners, IU, what did IU do to deserve, you know, or trying to get this type of money? Yeah, I get the Super Bowl twice, you know, a couple championship games. Jamar Chase, one Super Bowl championship game, but these guys haven't really done anything. I feel to deserve anything like that type of payment status. But then again, I'm not pocket watching. It's just, you know, what have they done? You know, is there anything that you guys can touch base? I'll take it off here, but fill me in.
Well, you are pocket watching, and that's fine. But at the end of the day, nobody would be paid under his pretense than other than Patrick Mahomes. CeeDee Lamb caught every damn ball thrown his way almost last year, Steiny. His ability, like Brandon Ayuk, to get off at the line of scrimmage is second to none. And the reason you're pocket watching is the organization chose, just like the Vikings did with Justin Jefferson, to put that chicken in your hand because they believe you were worthy of that. Just like I believe next year, Brock Purdy, that will be done from the Niners. So the bottom line is, Brandon Ayuk is asking for something I believe his team thinks he can't do. And that's the holdup. But, I mean, if we're going to go off of his thought process, Jordan Love, has he shown you, Steiny, that he should be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL? Let me answer for you. No, he's damn good and his future looks bright. But you can't hate Jordan Love for that. The bottom line is, what is Brandon Ayuk asking for, and how good does he think he is compared to how good his team thinks he is? And right now, Steiny, I think there's a gap as big as the Pacific Ocean.
By the way, Jamar Chase is back at camp in Cincinnati.
Well, our boy Ayuk's been at camp, so you got to give him credit for that.
No, I don't give him credit for that.
No?
No, I don't.
But when he was there and he was bro-hugging, you kind of thought something will get done.
I don't give him credit for being at camp under contract. And he's not practicing. I mean, he took the path of least resistance.
And was at the game Saturday in Vegas. Go figure.
Yeah, go figure.
I'll get on the plane with y'all.
Well, he's on the team.
Yeah.
He's on the team. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Niners. They played their last preseason game on Friday against the Raiders. Do you feel better about the team after Purdy's performance in the first three series? 10 points and a pick. Debo, Kittle, a couple good catches. Jordan Mason ran the ball well. By the way, they have a new rookie who's going to start on the offensive line, Dominic Pooney.
Yeah, he's doing his
thing. So there you go with that. And now CeeDee Lamb is
the second highest paid, Steiny.
Yeah.
Let me run down some just real quick here to get the Steiny rankings. So you're taking Jefferson over Ayuk because he's the number one. He's the highest paid wide receiver in the game.
Yeah.
All right, CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep.
I'm with you. Now, this is where we can talk. Jalen Waddle.
About the same.
How about Devontae Adams?
He's better. That's Adams is better.
Wow. DJ Moore in Chicago.
I like him.
Yeah, but he's getting 27.5 AAV. That's where I got. That's just me. That's where I have Brandon in the Cooper Cup bracket. Stoney, 26.7 million AAV. Like, that's more realistic. Do you think he's trying to blow way past that?
I don't know what he's trying to do, and I don't know what the Niners are trying to do. I really don't.
Well, they're playing hardball, both of them. Yep. Right now, there's no score.
From the 4-4-3, the Niners should have been in on the Jahan Dotson trade that the Commanders made with the Philadelphia Eagles. But apparently, according to Ari Marov, he said the Niners weren't really interested in Dotson. So, Dotson no longer a Commander, so he couldn't come back in the deal. The idea, like... Seriously.
Talk to me.
Seriously. If I'm Adam Peters, and he knows the 49ers organization, and the 49ers, McLaurin, get out, like, is it, and I'm Adam Peters, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Really? That's what you're going to do? You're going to call and ask for him? Don't waste my time.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And who knows? It may have happened, but your closed mouth don't get fed.
Why would they get rid of one of the best receivers in football and pay another receiver more money who might not even be better?
We got our fantasy draft Wednesday. McLaurin will be off the board.
What time are we doing
8 p.m.
Oh, we got an issue.
You got an issue.
That's my golf day.
Dude, what?
That's
nobody cares. Get in or get out.
You golfing at 8 p.m.?
Right. Well, boy, with the readers.
Well, we usually try to tee off at 3:15, 4:15, 5:15, 6:15, 7:15.
And you're the guy that got locked out last year. Come
7:45. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get home in time.
Well, Evan, we got problems.
Jeez.
Last time you got locked out and the draft had to stop. Oh, my goodness.
And one guy had a problem with it.
That's right. D-double.
Push it back to 8:30.
I love him.
Please. Push it back to 8:30. Well, you know what? I'll probably make it.
Auto pick Mets.
Because I will, I mean, look, I'm going to have one of the last picks in the draft because I was so successful last year. So I'll just, you know
what? It's not based on that at all, Stein. It's a whole new draw. You could get number one.
No, I want to be in the back of the draft. Yeah. You know, I want more of a challenge this year. So
if you want a challenge,
you have more time to get home.
Figure this Ayuk situation out, man.
No, I'm not gonna.
I think his dollars went up, but I can't be proven right or anybody tiny. It's not tiny. And still, until something happens, man, it's exhausting.
You weren't even here last week.
But I was on Twitter all day, all night, like, all right, we'll have dinner. I'll put the phone down. Let me pick it up. Breaking news. Nothing. Man,
how can you have fatigue? Just getting back from vacation.
No, but this whole subject matter has been that you want something done. Come on now.
Relax. Everything's fine in 49.
All right, look at you.
888-957-9570 is the number. Do you still feel like things are fine in 49er land, 49er fans? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up? On the Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also brought to you by Floor and Decor.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.